Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, fear. Almost everyone has a fear of something or another. Do you? I do. I'll talk about my fear here in a little bit. But there are several fears you probably have heard of, and some of them you might not have heard of. Has anyone heard of agoraphobia? That is a fear of crowded spaces. Agora is the Greek word for market. So a fear of crowded spaces. Arachnophobia. Fear of spiders. Yeah. Autophobia. This one surprised Sally. Fear of being alone. Claustrophobia. Yeah. Being in confined spaces. Ecclesiophobia. I'm glad that none of you are suffering from ecclesiophobia today. That means a fear of church or being in church. Ecclesios is the Greek word for church. Glossophobia. Anyone ever have a hard time getting up in front of people and speaking? Glossophobia, fear of speaking in public. Actually, mine would be the opposite, fear of speaking in private. I'm a lot better at speaking in public thing. Now we got the shortest one here. Necrophobia, fear of death or the dead. But my biggest fear is that I'm going to get up here and I'm going to... Oh, come on, come on, come on. I'm going to forget what I want to say, what I was going to say. Now, do any of you have a fear that you would like to get rid of? Or do you have any fear that really bothers you? I made up the charisophobia, but it could be a true thing. Sometimes people will get up, and you might have it to go out and tell your neighbors about Jesus or your coworkers to proclaim about Jesus. And I pray that this fear goes away. But all your fears, you could throw them in a box and take them to the altar and lay them upon the altar and give them to God. I thought about bringing in 3x5 index cards and have you write a fear down and put it in the offering plate and bringing it up here. But then I would have had to get up and look for index cards last night. I was already in bed when I thought of this. So I did not want to get up. I did not want to wake my wife up. So anyway, so fear. Now, the disciples were in fear. Jesus died. And they heard some people saying, oh, he rose and stuff. Or they heard that his body was stolen. They were in fear. What were they in fear of? Probably necrophobia. Being killed, dying. Fear of death. So they were hiding in a room. And for some reason, Thomas wasn't with them. I don't know where Thomas was, why he was not there. But he wasn't. And the poor guy, he gets a bad rap, all right? He gets a really bad rap. He probably thought, this is what I'm thinking. The first Easter came on April the 1st. And so when he came in and they saying, we saw Jesus, he was probably like, oh yeah, I'm going to fall for this April Fool's joke. So that's why he didn't really believe them. But he does get a bad rap, so, but that's okay. He did eventually believe. But they were in fear. And they were in great fear, and I was one of them. I would have been in fear also. They just killed my leader. If they could kill him, are they coming after me next? Are they coming after us? So they were in fear, and they were locked doors. And then all of a sudden, Jesus is there. And I'm sure at first they were like, are we seeing things? Is this a mirage? Are we really seeing Jesus? And he says these great words, peace be with you. Peace be with you. What greater peace then can there be than that which comes from God, the peace that surpasses all understanding? And he gives them peace. Don't be afraid. I'm giving you peace to each and every one of you. My peace. See, look, I'm alive. And then they were glad and they were excited. And then he says again, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you to go out and tell others. And he breathed on them. And he said, receive the Holy Spirit. Has the Holy Spirit ever breathed on you? Has Jesus ever breathed on you? Yes, no, maybe. When?
In the time of need.
He also breathed on you in your baptism when he said, receive the Holy Spirit. But he breathes on you when you have life. In the time of need, he helps you. Then he says, if you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld. And that statement from Jesus is why I am able to say during the confession, absolution, and the absolution, as a called and ordained servant of Christ, by his authority, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. It is not me forgiving you your sins. It is God himself forgiving you your sins. And I come to you, and I said, I need to speak with you. I tell you, I've heard you did something, da-da-da-da-da. And you're like, yeah, so what? I'm withholding forgiveness from you. If you are not repentant, truly sorry for your sins. So Thomas wasn't there. And where was he? Was he out buying supplies for them? Did he not get the text message to the group? Hey, let's meet in the upper room. Where was he? He wasn't there. Why? Well, then he comes in and he says, they say, we have seen Jesus. And he's like, yeah, right. I'm going to fall for that. What do you think? I was born yesterday? We've seen Jesus. Oh, yeah. Man, that wine must have been really good. That it's giving you all hallucinations. Or maybe it was something you ate. No, really. We've seen him. He was here, right here. Okay, if you say so. But until I see in his hands the mark of the nails and place my finger into the mark of the nails and place my hand into his side, I will never believe. Isn't that scary? To think that for us, We might have to see his marks and feel his wounds so that we can believe, because we aren't going to see them while we're living here. I don't know what it's going to be like when he returns and we all believers spend eternity in heaven, but he's going to be on all his glory. So I don't think we're going to be seeing them then neither. But he was going to be obstinate. He was not going to believe. And now 8 days later. Now the first time was a Sunday, so 8 times later, what day is this? Ah, Sunday. The Hebrew way of counting days. You count Sunday, all the first day. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. 8 equals Sunday. So it's the next Sunday. And Thomas is with them. I guess he had bought enough supplies the week before. So he is there. And Jesus comes again. And he says to them, "Peace be with you." And then he says to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. And put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Remember the one gentleman who talked to Jesus, and he said to Jesus, "I believe, help my unbelief." That's kind of like what Thomas is saying here. "I believe, my Lord and my God." And then he confesses who Jesus is. And then Jesus says, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet they believe. And now you have said that none of you have physically seen Jesus, yet you believe. Blessed are you." That's wonderful. How do you believe? The Holy Spirit has given you the faith to believe. Why do you believe? The Holy Spirit has given you the faith to believe. How do you believe? The Holy Spirit has given you the faith to believe. What do you believe? That Jesus is our Lord and Savior, and that he went to the cross and suffered and died to forgive us all of our sins. All of our sins, not just the little ones, but the big ones too. Oh, I can't. He can never forgive me for that. Oh, yes, he did. It took his death. You think he was going to go to the cross just to forgive a bunch of sins like little white lies or, "Hell, I stole a candy bar when I was 12 years old," or this or that? You think he went to the cross for those? Yes, he did. But he also went to the cross for the big ones. By the way, there is no such thing as a little white lie. There's a lie. "Honey, I forgot to take out the trash." "No, I didn't forget. I just got busy doing other things." That's a little one. "Honey, I bought myself a big screen TV. And I've been hiding it in my man cave." That's the same as "I meant to take out the trash." A lie is a lie, no matter how big or small it is. Jesus forgives. He suffered and died for all of our sins, no matter how small, no matter how big. What if you killed somebody and you come to have remorse and realize that you were wrong, and you say, "Jesus, forgive me. I did it. I was wrong. I am sorry." Yes, that's why he died, so that you might have the forgiveness of sins. And then he rose again on the third day. He is risen. I almost forgot to say that today. But he did rise, giving us the promise of our resurrection also. Now, I want to talk about this peace that he gives. He took away our sins and gave us peace. He asks us to go to him with any of our troubles, any of our needs, anything at all. And he gives us peace. No matter where we're at, no matter what we're doing, God gives you peace. We don't understand it. We have no idea why he would do this, except for that he loves us so much that he suffered and died. John chapter 14, verse 27 and following. Peace I leave with you. Jesus is speaking here. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away and I will come to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced because I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it takes place, so that when it takes place, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no claim on me, but I do as the Father has commanded, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Jesus says, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives. The world cannot give you the peace that Jesus gives you. And so now we have this peace. We're calm. We're letting go of our fears. We're breathing. Be still and know that he is God. He has given us peace. And through this peace, we have the joy, 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 joy down in our hearts. Where?
Down in our
hearts. Where?
Down in our hearts.
Yes, we have the joy and the peace and the comfort that only God can give us. And we pray that the Holy Spirit leads us to go out and show others this joy and this peace and this comfort that comes from God. And only God. In the name of Jesus, amen.